Welcome to the Paths of Purpose podcast, your podcast for personal development, leadership, big visions, and inspiration. I'm Simona Dekkers, mentor and founder of Shanti Company. My mission is to empower people with timeless wisdom, bring their visions to life, and support them to unleash their great potential. It's my mission to inspire how we can improve our lives, make our dreams come true, and live with ease and abundance. Today, self-awareness, leadership, and personal development are the skills that give us meaning, help us to grow, and to find fulfillment both privately and professionally. Listen to this new episode, take notes, and be prepared for aha moments and new insights. Share this episode with your friends. The world needs positivity, light, and inspiration. Tag me or message me on Instagram or LinkedIn so that we can connect. There too, you will find motivation, innovation, and great energy. And now let's dive in. Good morning, Raimonda. I'm so happy to welcome you to the podcast Talk on Purpose. Thank you for being here. And I would like to introduce Raimonda to all the listeners and viewers. Raimonda is the founder of the Women in Business Club, the Women Thrive Summit, and the Women Thrive Magazine. She's a serial entrepreneur, brand visibility expert, powerful international speaker, event host, author, business coach, and cheerleader for other women. Raimonda helps entrepreneurial women to be seen in the media and heard on global stages to share their message with confidence. Women grow with Raimonda's help, their visibility, authority, and become the go-to influence in their field. Over the last years, Raimonda has grown her international community of female entrepreneurs to over 600,000 women. She's been featured in the media and endorsed by the legendary Les Brown. Welcome, Raimonda.
Thank you so much, Simona. I really appreciate this opportunity to share my message with your audience.
Yeah, Raimonda, tell us a bit about yourself. I mean, you are such an inspiration and you have such a success story to tell, and with ups and downs, most probably. So in your words, who are you today and what do you do? I mean, I introduced you already, but maybe you can tell us in your words.
Well, I think just like many of the listeners, I am a woman on a mission right now. And my mission is really to empower women to share their message with the world, because I see a lot of people being held back, whether through our own mindset or through social conditioning. We're being held back not to share our message, not to embrace who we are. So I have been through my own journey of evolvement, and I have been an entrepreneur for just over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I see this entrepreneurial journey as a little bit of a such a big personal development journey. And I feel like I have taken this journey. And as we women go up that ladder in our own lives, in our own businesses, careers, yeah. I always think that we need to see who could we help on the way there. So my mission is really to help and empower other women to share their message with the world and become successful in their own right.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did your journey start? You said you started as an entrepreneur 10 years ago. How was your journey before that?
Yeah, so I have always really felt entrepreneurial. One of my big values is freedom. Mm-hmm. And I truly value and cherish that. And in my early 20s, I have had a few jobs and I worked in estate agents and a commercial property mm-hmm. business. And I always knew there was something more. I always mm-hmm. knew I wanted to make impact. And I had ideas of how to make the world a better place. So I went on to university to study business management. And then I went on to continue my studies in law. And whilst I was in business school, I started to really develop ideas of things I wanted to do. So whilst my peers were going out to look for jobs or careers mm-hmm. or work placements, mm-hmm. for me, it was always around, how can I realize my own ideas to make a world a better place? Yeah. How can I solve a problem in this world? So for mm-hmm. me, it was around sustainability and plastic mm-hmm. waste. Mm-hmm. So I pursued my idea of sustainable water vending machines. Mm-hmm. So I innovated these water machines that would refill your bottles with water and isotonics mm-hmm. And other drinks. Mm-hmm. And I pursued this passion for mm-hmm. quite a few years, mm-hmm. but I couldn't get it far enough. I couldn't get it out into the market properly. I couldn't get the funding. Maybe I didn't have the skill at the time or the knowledge. And simply people, I was too young. People, not to me, because yeah. I have already, you know, had this idea, I developed it, I was going all out, but people would look at me and say, she's so young. So I didn't get too far with it. And after a few years, I have had to give up and continue looking for another project. But I was scared. Having failed once, or what at a time I looked at it as a failure, I was really scared. What's mm-hmm. next? I kept questioning, what can I do? And I knew my passion was to help entrepreneurs create their own businesses mm-hmm. because I've always had innovative ideas, marketing ideas, branding ideas. I knew that my skill was helping or even starting something from scratch and creating it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't value this skill because other people didn't see the value in it mm-hmm. or I wasn't confident enough in this skill
mm-hmm.
myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with a mentor of mine who yeah. helped me learn some business skills, funding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I started to help other business owners access funding.
Yeah.
So this mm-hmm. where my mentor's experience was in funding. And so he really helped me shape my business skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working in funding.
Mm-hmm.
And we were developing a crowdfunding platform
cool. mm-hmm.
and mentoring other projects on for this crowdfunding platform. And as we were launching these projects, mm-hmm. I needed to create a showcase event. This was yeah. back in 2017.
Wow.
So thinking, well, who would come to a crowdfunding event? Probably nobody, because, you know, the expectation is for someone to invest in the project.
Mm-hmm.
So I called it Women in Business.
Mm-hmm.
And before we finished putting together the stage, people started to book their tickets.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Something, I don't know what is happening, but there's so many people booking. So we had 65 seats and we had just over 120 people.
Wow. Booked. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
I said, what are we going to do? well, lo and behold, we had this event and it was very, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, people were approaching me, giving their feedback, which was really beautiful to hear mm-hmm. that they really enjoy these connections in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they asked me, when is the next event? Truthfully, I didn't have a plan. I had no idea this would be successful. So this is how Women in Business were born. There is so much more to the story, of course, you know, as we mm-hmm. went on to develop it. A year later, I continued with the events because mm-hmm. I just felt such passion and seeing mm-hmm. just how impactful they are. And a year later, I realized that this is needed. And I mm-hmm. started to connect with so many more women globally, mm-hmm. hear their mm-hmm. stories, work with them, collaborate with them. And I really mm-hmm. found passion in it. So mm-hmm. I always say that Women in Business found me when I was so lost and I didn't know
mm-hmm.
how to realize myself.
Yeah.
Or which direction to go. So Women in Business found me as opposed to me creating a plan for it.
Yeah, that sounds like a date of destiny. Yeah. To discover your mission this way, your soul-centered business. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. And what was a turning point for you in your business life or on your mission? What changed everything?
Definitely finding Women in Business.
Mm.
This was my turning point from not knowing what my mission is or how to realize
mm.
my purpose
mm.
So Women in Business was the beginning of this really interesting journey of mm-hmm. connecting with people, of finding mm-hmm. what really makes me tick and learning so mm-hmm. many skills, because as entrepreneurs, sometimes mm-hmm. we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I went on to this journey, and as we started to interview experts, and I thought, yeah. okay, mm-hmm. what do I need as a business owner? And because mm-hmm. I was still starting out, I was mm-hmm. almost the same place where most of my audience were.
Yeah.
If not below them or behind them.
Yeah. yeah.
So, okay, so what do we need? Mm-hmm. So I started to interview women on different skills and strategies that I knew we needed, mm-hmm. and probably other people needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as I started to go on this journey, I've learned so much. We interviewed mm-hmm. more than 100 experts. Mm-hmm. By now, we have had more than 300 speakers on our stage.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I have heard so many stories and connected with so many amazing people, observed so much. So that was the beginning of the turning point. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll talk a little bit more about the current turning point, because I think we are at a turning point again.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about it if you like, if you want. Yeah. Open to share this with us. It would be wonderful. I mean, up to you.
So it's been 5 years since mm-hmm. the Women in Business started, mm-hmm. and it has been an amazing journey. Mm. But I feel only this year, we have done amazing impact in the world mm. with our events, with our yeah. community training. But I feel like this year has been my turning point, my personal turning point into mm-hmm. truly stepping into my authentic self.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And showing up, not only just as myself, I have always showed up as myself, but I feel like I wasn't personally in my own life. I wasn't on the right path. Mm-hmm. From the outside, everything looked perfect. Mm-hmm. I had a beautiful home. I had mm-hmm. a beautiful relationship, a stepdaughter. You know, mm-hmm. everything a girl could ask for.
Yeah.
But deep inside, I knew I was on a parallel road to where I am supposed to be.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I kept feeling this tug. You need to change something. Mm-hmm. Something needs to change because you're not on the right road. And nothing... Everything I was doing, nothing was moving it forward. Mm-hmm. It's as if I felt stuck. And I kept questioning, why am I feeling stuck? And I started to hear this voice, because you're not truly living your authentic self. Mm-hmm. The things you're helping women with, you're not taking your own advice. You're scared. You're scared to take that leap. Mm-hmm. So I had to take a big leap and get onto the right road mm-hmm. that I had to be on. Mm-hmm. And that meant leaving everything that I knew behind.
Yeah, that's big.
My life, my relationship, my mm-hmm. home, mm-hmm. everything I have built, I have created, all my dreams, mm-hmm. where I was. And say, as much as it looks perfect, mm-hmm. and it feels, it wasn't like a bad feeling. It was, yeah. you know, it was a happy relationship. It was a happy home. But I wasn't on the right track. And in order for me to fulfill my purpose, in order for me to truly make an impact on everything to start to work, I had to get onto my path.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I made a decision to take a leap and trust the universe that whatever was for me would happen.
Yeah.
And although I didn't know how, I didn't have a plan, but I had to trust that the universe somehow will get me there. Mm-hmm. And I took that leap. I changed my life 360 degrees, moved to another country,
yeah.
left everything behind. And that was it. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like everything I am doing takes so much less effort.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Things are starting to happen. People starting to respond differently. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, everyone saying, we have been watching, but only now that I have been able to step into my true and authentic self and get onto the right road.
Wow.
All of a sudden, things starting to fall into place. Well, but it has taken time.
Yeah.
And a lot of faith.
Yeah, a lot of faith and courage, definitely. And yeah, you know, when we have these nudgings something isn't right, it nevertheless takes some time, you know, so that we come to the conclusion and say, okay, I can't go and continue any further. You know, it's not with the first nudges that we do that. It takes some time to build up and to come to a certain point, tipping point, where you then say, I have to do it. I cannot do it otherwise. I have to do it. Otherwise, I would shrink. Otherwise, I would somehow die inside. This is what I heard from women who had been working with me. They said, if I don't change, if I don't change, something will die inside me. And that's, I mean, that's huge. It's huge.
That's how I felt. Something kept dying inside of
me. Yeah.
And I was missing the opportunity to really live my purpose. And the thing is, with life, it's like they're calling you. Your purpose is calling you. And it's calling you. And it's knocking at your door. And it's getting
all the time.
But guess what? A lot of the times we're too afraid. And we don't answer the call. But deep down in your intuition,
you know.
You know what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't answer that call, and it keeps calling you, deep down you know. Guess what life is going to do? Life is going to shake you up.
Absolutely.
It is going to get to the point where life is going to crumble all of your foundations. So you have no choice but get onto the right
road. Yeah. That, you know, when you miss the tipping point and you nevertheless, you know it's right. You know now is the moment. Now it's the perfect point in time. And you miss this. Then you enter, I would say, the school of hard knocks. I mean, this didn't happen to you, but to other people, it would happen. Then the hard knocks will wake you up until you have to, you have to turn around.
No, it happened for me too. You know, I had to crumble. Life had to hit me hard.
Yeah.
And everything have had to crumble. And I had to find myself at the lowest point in order for me to rise again.
Yes.
You know, I have had to go through that.
Yeah, and that's beautiful transformation. And I always like this image of the bird phoenix, you know, which resurrects from nothing, you know, from ashes, you can become the most wonderful being. And that's beautiful. It's beautiful that you talk about this, Raimonda, because you are an example how beautiful you can rise. And when you have faith, you know, something so beautiful can come out of your transformation and the courage and the willingness to leap. To leap into the unknown. That's beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Yeah. So I would like, you said in the beginning, empowerment for women is so important to you. What kind of empowerment is it? Is it the entrepreneurial empowerment, the female empowerment, the financial empowerment? Is it everything together? What is your main focus in empowerment?
I think it's us women rising together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, empowerment isn't just one dimensional. Because here's the thing, if we don't feel confident within ourselves, we don't love ourselves, if we don't start to appreciate the value that we bring to this table and start to rise, nothing else will happen. Even if you're financially free, but you don't recognize your own value, and you don't respect that, or you don't create boundaries with people, you won't be able to rise. Just like I wasn't able to rise, even though I have built on the outset what looked like a successful business, things weren't moving forward. And I feel like over the years, women have been told, we're not good enough. You can't access the same opportunities, or we should stay quiet. We should stay good girls. And what happens when a woman steps into her power and her purpose and she surrounds herself with like-minded women so she knows she's not alone? I say magical things happen.
Yeah.
And what I have seen that women start to rise, they become successful, empowered, they show up differently, they start to lead their businesses, their communities, their homes. They start to lead. And when we do, and when we attain that success and financial freedom, women impact the world.
Yes.
And we always give back. We create jobs.
Yeah.
We contribute to causes.
Yeah.
We work from our hearts. So it is really so much more than just you know, empowering ourselves to be successful. Women rise, everything changes.
That's
everything changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, my personal story in my 20s, I have struggled with my voice. I have struggled with my confidence, with my identity. Mm-hmm. I've been through trauma because I didn't have enough self-love, because I kept undervaluing myself and having these experiences that kept knocking me back. And losing my identity, my voice, and my confidence, and being able to go through that and rise again and become a speaker and a host of events and do this for so many years now, I know what it's like not to have a voice. So for me, women empowerment is also about creating opportunities for women to share their message, to have a voice.
Yeah.
Because we have a voice.
Yes.
Sometimes we're too afraid to use it. And in order for us to make any difference or impact in this world, we have to learn to step into our power and start using our voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You also had entered a mentoring with Les Brown. How was this very transformative and influential for you on your path?
Les Brown is truly inspirational person, and he's so much more than just a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
He has a very powerful story of things that he has gone through himself. But what I have found working closely with him, that his leadership values are phenomenal. And I have learned so much from his guidance and leadership and his how he serves his clients. So that for me was a huge guidance and, you know, example of how one should lead their community.
Yeah.
And how you can do it graciously with a heart and someone as legendary as him. He's been in this industry for more than 40 years.
Yeah.
Being able to work so closely with him and observe how he does it, it's been amazing.
Yeah, I guess.
But on the first day when I joined his program, he asked me, he said, why do you want to speak? Because the program is all about speaking. And yes, I have spent so many years speaking. But when he asked me this question, I reflected for a second and I said, because I know what it's like not to have a voice. And this is the first time I have owned that part of my life and that story. He allowed me to go to places where I couldn't go on my own. And dig so much deeper into parts of my story that I felt ashamed of. Further down the line, I connected with one of his other peers, other mentoring clients from years ago. And we had this beautiful conversation. And he said, the minute you stop shaming yourself for the things that you may feel embarrassed about, or for the things that you may hold yourself back, the minute you own that part of your story and you're no longer afraid, you take away the power from anybody else who may be able to shame you. So own that part of your story and show up with it. And the minute I started to do that, everything changed. Everything changed.
So a huge transformation and empowerment for yourself and also for us, just listening to you. That's so beautiful. I mean, and this is what we need today, transformation and new leadership and female empowerment. I think these are actually the key areas how the world will change through really deep transformation. And it's beautiful what you're sharing with us, Raimonda. Yeah, let's go back to you being so on fire for women in business. You know, how do you manage your success? You know, how do you, where do you draw your discipline from? Or do you have a, you know, what is your, let's say, success recipe?
What wakes me up every morning is that purpose. Really having a purpose behind what you're doing, getting very clear about it. That is my key driver. We don't always have it all figured out. We don't always have the answers. And sometimes we have to figure out as we go and be willing to go on this journey. I was willing to learn, be coachable and make mistakes.
Mm.
Because you will make mistakes, and not everything that you do is going to be successful. But here is what separates entrepreneurs from those who perhaps would be in the regular career.
Mm.
Entrepreneurs are not afraid to fail.
True.
And yeah. Not if there are no guarantees. And we're comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're comfortable with uncertainty because people who are not comfortable with uncertainty and risk are the ones in the jobs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. There is no certainty your job will still be there.
Yes.
There is no certainty that your employer will still be there a year later or they will want you. So you're constantly mm-hmm. on this verge of like, you're doing everything you can, you're putting yourself forward, but you mm-hmm. don't know. You believe so, but you actually don't know. So there is yeah. no actually certainty in your job either.
Yeah. Yeah.
In entrepreneurship, we're just okay with not knowing where our next paycheck is going to come from.
Yeah.
Having
yeah.
that faith and understanding that you're responsible mm-hmm. for your own success and taking that responsibility. When you start to bring on people like myself, I have always believed in having a team around me of
mm-hmm.
sometimes more intelligent people than me and learning mm-hmm. from them. I'm responsible for them. I'm responsible for their paychecks at the end of the month. And that really is going to kick up your bum to start working a little bit harder to make sure you meet your obligations.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's definitely. There is no really safety or security. I mean, security, and even for people in regular jobs, it's the security from the first to the last of the month. Yeah. What is your vision? How will you continue your journey? What are your plans, your big goals?
I really feel like the next chapter is around women coming together and using our power collectively mm-hmm. to rise.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like next year is going to be a very, very transformational year, not just mm-hmm. for myself, but collectively for women. Mm-hmm. And I have goals and dreams around continuing on my purpose mm-hmm. and bringing other women along with me who see the vision and mm-hmm. who see and recognize how important this work is. Not just internally, as well as externally, and showing up as leaders mm-hmm. and stepping into our power. So I hope that I can bring along all these women along with me so they can step into their authentic truth, so they can step into their purpose and mission. So mm-hmm. next year we are launching we have a magazine. So we have Women Thrive Summit, which mm-hmm. you have spoken on, Simona.
Mm-hmm.
And it has become an amazing platform for women to share their voices and make an mm. impact. So it mm. happens every March for International, for Women History Month, because this is a time to celebrate women achievements.
Yeah.
We chose this month as the most impactful month for us to share our voices.
Sure.
We also launched a magazine early mm. this year. So our magazine is evolving into becoming an online publishing platform.
Mm-hmm.
So my vision is to really create the next Forbes for Women with mm-hmm. the Women Thrive magazine and our mm-hmm. platform and our summits, and create mm-hmm. so many more opportunities
mm-hmm.
for women to share their message and their mm-hmm. voice and mm-hmm. their stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm passionate about getting the stories of these incredible women out
yeah.
there
into yeah. the world. So beautiful. So beautiful. Raimonda, we are coming to the end, and it's your turn to say something. What you recommend, or what would your last motivation be?
Own your story. Be authentic. Listen to your heart, because deep down, you know your mission, your purpose, and your direction. So step into your power and listen from within, because you have all the answers within. And that's when you're going to start making true impact, because just with our minds, we're not able to get there where we can get to
yeah.
with our hearts and with our soul. And when we start to really listen and answer the calling,
mm-hmm.
don't let your life crumble before you make a turn. If you know you're not on the right path, make a turn. No matter how hard it may seem,
mm-hmm.
no matter how much faith you may have to have, just know the universe is here and is going to catch you.
Well, thank you so much. That's so beautiful and so going to my heart. It's really, really powerful. Thank you so much, Raimonda. Thank you for sharing your message, your voice, and your wisdom with us. And I will give all the links where we can find you. And well, thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your life and your heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Simona. I really appreciate this opportunity and to your audience as well for taking the time to listen. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Simona Deckers, and this is the Paths of Purpose podcast.